Time now for Summary Judgment, our weekly guide to what film critics are saying about some of this weekend's new releases. Here's Mark Jorgen-Legan.
We begin with The Medallion, the latest release by that old workhorse of action films, Jackie Chan. This time, Mr. Chan plays a Hong Kong cop who finds an ancient medallion that gives him superpowers. Many critics imply that Mr. Chan, who's been making action films since 1973, seems plain tuckered out. The Washington Post says his new powers consist mostly of, quote, the ability to be hoisted above a movie set via wire by stagehands. The Dallas Morning News describes the film as a downright boring mess that suggests the aging star's glory days may be behind him. But the Minneapolis Star Tribune is much kinder, calling it a high-spirited action comedy treat for Chan's 12 and under fans. And even though he is an international action star, I'm happy to report that Mr. Chan is not, I repeat not, running for California governor. Next up is the Lisa Kudrow, Damon Wayans comedy Marcy X. Sadly, this film was not screened for critics ahead of release, which is often a sign the studio expects it to be savaged. We can tell you the poster tagline, hip-hop meets shop till you drop. The plot centers on a spoiled rich young woman who's forced to take control of her father's hardcore hip-hop record label. Don't you hate it when you're forced to take control of your father's hardcore hip-hop record label? And finally, we end with the eagerly anticipated Project Greenlight coming-of-age story, The Battle of Shaker Heights.
War is hell.
Well, then why do you do it?
I feel you're never more alive than when your face was simulated death.
The result of HBO's documentary movie-making contest, this Miramax guinea pig left many critics crying, Medic! A feeble retread of adolescent cliches that waste your time as much as anything was how the LA Times saw it. Elvis Mitchell of the New York Times declared, the drab comic melodrama may lead to a new axiom. Success has many fathers, but failure has Project Greenlight. The end result made the Hollywood Reporter wonder if Project Greenlight is deliberately trying to create bad films in order to make for better television. Ah, if only it were that easy.
Mark Jorgen-Legan is a writer based in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day from NPR News.